Patti LaBelle's vocal style is grounded in the rhythms of gospel and transformed by her many years touring and singing with Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. Since the 1970s, she's been working solo. Patti LaBelle has 2 Grammys and a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame. She has more than 20 albums with hits like If Only You Knew and On My Own. Her latest work is not a CD, though. It's a book called Patti's Pearls. NPR's Cheryl Corley spoke with Patti LaBelle, the author.
This is Patti LaBelle's 3rd book. It is a collection of common sense sayings laced with lessons that LaBelle has learned in her own life. These are quotes you could imagine coming from your mother or a mentor. Words of wisdom that LaBelle says she's learned from friends and family, which range from finding true friendship to finding faith. LaBelle says these simple sayings can make a difference.
Oh, they do, and sometimes it takes a long time for you to listen to them. I mean, you hear your mother and grandmother talking that stuff, and you would say, that's just old people talking, until you go through something in life and say, oh, gosh, what they said really means something now, you know. I took advice 31 years after my mother had said some things to me and my grandmother. So they're just like anecdotes that friends and relatives have said to me in the past and that I wrote down in this book called Patti's Pearls.
So what kind of things did people tell you that have helped you in your life?
Well, my mother always said, don't be a dish rag, always be the tablecloth. And that's never to accept anyone treating you like a second-class citizen. And that I've always kept in my mind, and I never let anyone treat me badly.
Well, you seem to have a knack for listening to the advice that you were given, if not when you were told, at least later. The first book you wrote, of course, was an autobiography,
mm-hmm.
then a cookbook,
yes.
And now this collection. Why did you want to pass these sayings along?
This book was just something that I had to do because a lot of people will come up to me and ask advice about different things and thinking that I had all this wisdom when I really don't, you know. But I wrote it down and people are saying, yes, Patti, that word of wisdom sure did help me. So it's something that I had to share, something that I was blessed to be able to share.
In her book, LaBelle lists tidbits of advice she regards as Patti's pearls, including this one. The only time you run out of chances is when you stop taking them. Or this one. You preach a better sermon with your life than you do with your lips. LaBelle is a spiritual woman, and many of the quotes are tied to her Christian belief. Her favorite is one which reads, in part, if you know God, you know peace. She says since September 11th, many of these common sense sayings have taken on a deeper meaning, and she hopes that people listen to her encouragement to live in the moment.
Because for sure, tomorrow's not promised. And a lot of us are seeing that now. I mean, it takes really, really awful things sometimes to make you think about what's really real and how life should be. So I say live today like there is no tomorrow.
Well, you talk about a lot of things. You talk about like holding on to anger, learning to love yourself, how you can't please everybody and how it's okay to take risks. These are sayings that take on a lot, don't they? Seem somewhat simple, but have a lot of truth behind them.
Well, they do have a lot of truth. I mean, I did hold on to anger for a while, you know, and when I found out it wasn't necessary to have held it that long because the person who had bothered me didn't have a clue that she had bothered me. So I'm spending all of this unnecessary time with anger. You know, let it go. Let go and let God.
It was interesting that you had a lot to say about money and savings and how mm-hmm. it's important to save, but not to hoard money. You made that distinction.
Well, I mean, if you save money, money will save you. I've been in situations starting out in show business when I was making $9 a week and heating up my hot dogs on a light bulb, you know, for dinner or whatever. And I realized once I was blessed to earn more than $9, I was going to hold on. Well, you know, hold on to a certain degree, but find pleasure for myself, you know, letting myself get things for me that will please me, but not wasting, not throwing it away, trying to help others if I can, and, you know, just things like that.
You also talk about fear and risk taking, and I think people might be surprised to hear a celebrity such as yourself having that fear that you have to overcome.
Oh, yeah, I was afraid of taking a chance singing solo after the group broke up. I was afraid to go out on my own because I thought most people would blame me for the breakup of the group. But I realized if I didn't take a chance that I would have been stuck for the rest of my life afraid of taking a chance. And like every exit is an entrance to something else. You know, when things are over, they're not really over, because when you leave something, there is another door that will open. You just have to take that chance, not be afraid to take it.
Words of advice from singer and author Patti LaBelle. She co-wrote Patti's Pearls with Laura Randolph Lancaster. I'm Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
Lady Mama Lie.